Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 151 for Friday, November 20th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were lower Friday morning, tracking losses in the Chicago soy complex. Canola was anywhere from 50 cents to $1.30 below unchanged, with the January contract coming in at $464.50 per ton. The Canadian dollar was slightly higher this morning relative to its U.S. counterpart, which made canola less desirable to foreign buyers. Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures were both slightly weaker, and that weighed on prices. Canola is expensive compared to other vegetable oils, which was bearish. However, some soybean fields in South America are too dry right now, and that gave some support to canola. Commercial buying continues to underpin the market, along with steady interest from China. Bargain hunters could be out looking to secure some quick contracts before the weekend. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were down a cent, with the most active January contract checking in at $8.59 a bushel. Prices were pushed down by weather reports in South America that indicate rain could be on the way to help newly planted soybean fields that many feel are too dry. There is also growing speculation a lot of soybean farmers in Argentina are preparing to dump large quantities of soybeans on the market, anticipating a reduction of Argentina's export tax. Corn was 1 cent stronger, with the December contract coming in at $3.65 a bushel. Corn gained strength after the International Grains Council lowered its estimate for world production. A new report shows corn consumption in Japan is on the rise. The strength of the U.S. dollar was bearish. U.S. wheat was a cent lower, with the December contract sitting at $4.89 a bushel. So far, export sales have been decent. Reasonable demand is pacing the market, along with a few ideas futures have been slightly undervalued. The U.S. dollar is causing some resistance. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, November 20th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.